It's panel beaters!
Bickering, resentment, pointless games in a car, add them together, we've made them into a show.
Please welcome to stage the Grim Reaper, Death!
And obviously we've cut out any bits that made us look bad by not being funny.
You know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we?
What did we just practice?
What is your ghost?
And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies!
Hello, and welcome to the Panel of Beers podcast, episode number 2, The Empire Strikes Back. Did you enjoy last week? I bet you did. We're recording this at the same time, by the way, so we can only assume you did.
Yeah.
If not, we probably wouldn't put this one out.
I don't think it was. It wasn't even the second one we recorded, but, you know, we've mucked about. It's the magic of podcasting, as nobody says.
Yeah. This was, ironically, the one you're about to hear we did in Derby, and we recorded it as a test, to basically test the recorder.
And, yeah, which Queeve is holding in his hand right now, and we didn't know if it worked or not, so we recorded this.
Yeah, we weren't planning on putting it out live, but frankly, we had such a good laugh doing it, and you'll see why. We had great crack.
And that's why there's a lot of visual jokes in it. So we've had to cut them out. There was a lot of us mucking about on stage and Death dressed up and had makeup on and robes and everything, which was really funny, but doesn't translate by podcast.
A lot of hilarious things you are not now going to hear happened in this show.
So basically we stitched up Andy Robinson by getting him to do lots of visual jokes for then releasing it as an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Andy.
Between
that and the stuff he actually did say, which was frankly too offensive to put out in this podcast, you're going to have to take my word for that Andy Robinson was there and he was the Black Country Death and he was absolutely brilliant.
He was the first Death we had and he was absolutely outstanding.
He was absolutely fantastic. And because we're already testing this, there's no mic in the audience and stuff. So if you can't hear roars of laughter, trust me, they were there.
Yeah, it's all coming through our mics. But I mean, we did nail it. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, incredibly so.
And if at any point after any of my jokes, you hear the sound of people shuffling awkwardly and wondering if that was too offensive or even racist, that's just the microphones. It's important to note that.
Yeah. Oh, one good thing to look out for in this one as well is basically Andy White's emotional roller coaster, where he starts off happy and very singy. He gets really angry at Guatemala, and then the kind of drugs kick in. And genuinely, by the end of the episode, I'm not entirely sure he knew where he was.
Andy is a very unique man, and he'd get very annoyed by me using that phrase, which is why I use it now.
Yeah, let's stick an in joke in the front of the podcast. That'll really annoy people. Now we've annoyed everybody, including Andy White.
But it's good fun, and we hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, and there's lots of this, by the way, in the extra podcast that we're going to have. That's the main list only with the two rude stuff. Because frankly, there was a lot of rude stuff in this because people didn't even expect it to go out. But if you want to get all that good stuff, all you got to do is sign up to our main list at panelbeaterscomedy.com. And we'll send you an email once a month telling you when the next shows are going to be. And we will basically send you that podcast there that's got some really offensive stuff in it. So look forward to being offended by that.
And we did this in the sort of basically the beer garden of Bar One in Derby.
Yes.
Was it late June or early July?
Late
Brexit time.
Basically. A lot of Brexit, a lot of that going on. England still hadn't been. Oh, England had been knocked out with the World of the European Championship. Was the World
which
Cup
is? I think so. But that's a universal reference. You could put this out at any point in
there. That's
England
never
always
be a problem.
Been knocked
so,
out.
Outside of that, I think that's covered everything. And hang around at the end. I'll tell you when the next show is going to be. I can tell you September the 5th in Newcastle Stand and September the 14th in Manchester Comedy Store. But listen, sit back, enjoy. We'll talk to you afterwards. Please welcome our three contestants, ladies and gentlemen. Here you go, boys. And now, contestants, if you can please introduce yourselves. Take it away.
Hi, I'm Scott Bennett. I'm a stand-up comedian, and stand-up comedy has ruined my beautiful face and body.
Speaking of which...
I'm Gary Delaney. Oh, yeah, fuck you. Well, that's the pot calling the kettle fat.
Wow, bad time to sound like a pig.
I know. I'm just trying to arouse the Prime Minister.
Just do the introduction, Gary.
All right. The other day, a woman described me as a bit of a looker. Yeah, well, voyeur was the actual word that she used. But there you go.
And finally?
My name's Andy White, and so can you.
Of course, round of applause to the contestants, ladies and gentlemen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the celebrity timekeeper and judge, not just for this, but realistically for the whole of life. Please go wild, go away crazy. Welcome to stage Death, ladies and gentlemen.
Ha, 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 ha.
Death appears to be a Notts County season ticket holder.
He likes the atmosphere.
No wonder it's fucking killed him.
Cancer, road crash, diabetes.
Wow. So, how have you, it's lovely to have you here. I mean, it's a day off from watching Bruce Forsyth sleep, I'd imagine, but never mind. I'll be honest, this has become scarier than I was expecting it to be. Round one is called the elevator pitch round. It's very simple. I'm going to throw out some ideas, and the lads have to pitch me their ideas for them. So, number one... Oh, by the way, they've all got buzzers. I should have mentioned that before now. So you want to tell them what your buzzers are? Okay, Scott, do yours, Scott. Boing, lovely. Ding dong. Ironically, Andy has the honky one. Death also has a buzzer. Do you want to... Oh, for who the bell tolls. I like it. That's fucking quite... That was the only highbrow joke in the entire show. Fucking strap in. Right, number one. New tourism slogans for Scotland.
Come to Scotland. We're not all heroin addicts. Some of us are alcoholics too.
Honky.
Thank you very much, Paddy.
We did need an angle for the panel show, and we've gone for racism. So that's a win.
52% of the country are going to fucking love this shit.
Welcome to Scotland. Please have your passport ready.
Oh, bit of politics. That was his Radio 4 one.
Scotland, we punch our terrorists.
Go on, fuck a ginger.
That's probably not the Radio 4 one there again. New ideas for a West End musical. This one will be all right.
Joseph and his amazing wheat intolerance.
Titanic. On ice.
Shitty Kitty Manwang. About a man who loves his cat a bit too much.
Slumdog Millionaire. On rice.
Footloose. A tribute to leprosy.
Who was that? I don't know. What fucking...
Andy.
Right. Oh.
Bubonic Plague. On mice.
Have you got any more of them? Because I'm moving on otherwise.
One more. Far Right Express starring Nigel Farage.
Far Right Express. Yeah, pretty sure where that train's going.
Here we go.
Brace yourself.
Schindler's List. He's got a paper in his pocket. Schindler's List. If you dance, you'll put your name upon it. Third Reich at your door. No use hiding neath the floor. Who's the man that we adore? He's the Schindler. He's such a swindler. Oscar Schindler. Get your name on his list.
I mean, on ice. Yeah. That was perfect. I was worried it didn't rhyme. And that is the end of the elevator pitch round. The next round, ladies and gentlemen, is called Gets My Goat. So obviously this show, as you can see, involves a zen-like level of concentration. So help the lads clear their minds. They get to tell us one thing that's been pissing them off. Death, they have a minute at most, so you can time this if you'd like, because I know how much... We tried to get one of those hourglasses, but we ended up getting some shit thing that's for baking potatoes. But fuck it, we'll have to go with it. Scott!
Hipster youth.
Oh.
I said hipster, not Hitler. Because I would say that's taken as red, surely.
I think the hipster youth, they would persecute a minority, but one you'd never heard of.
This is supposed to be a solo round, right. Sorry.
Basically, someone talked to me recently, came up to me and they had their holes in his ears, you know those like earring things? And it makes your face look like a camping ground sheet, right? I just wanted to put tent peg through him, right? And I see through his head, huge circles, people walking behind him, right? And every time someone walked behind him, it was like the opening titles to a James Bond film. That's never good. And this is the thing, he's starting younger. My daughter's mate, now her best mate, right? She's her family are really unusual. They've got no television, they've got no car. Every night they sit around the dinner table and talk to the kids. They're weird, right? don't trust him. And we were at a party the other day, me, my daughter, my little girl, and this little girl, and they were dishing the food out, hamburgers, hot dogs. She got to this little girl and she said, I can't eat that. I'm a vegan, right? The woman dishing out the food looked at her, went, no, you're not. You're five, and threw her a nugget. And that's how you deal with that shit.
Finally, Andy White. Oh, you're my favourite.
Yes. Fucking hell.
Yay. Yeah. Thank you very
much. High five. I find what gets my goat. What gets my goat? It's just a small thing. The thing that gets my goat is people. you know, I'm just not interested in your tiny little lives, which is not a line I should have used at that gig for the children's hospice. Now... One thing I don't like about people is, you know, when you're on Facebook and then somebody will put something on their status and they'll play interesting, but doing something interesting. It's not interesting. It means this confirms all my prejudices about life. That is not interesting. Or they put something, you know, out there a bit passive aggressive. And I go, yeah, immigrants, just putting it out there. I hate people like that because the people who have really contributed groundbreaking ideas to our civilization have never felt the need to do things like that. You know, Albert Einstein, E equals MC squared. Just saying.
Hey, I'll be honest, Death forgot to reset the timer, so we've no idea how long anyone that's did there, but... ladies and gentlemen, give a round of applause for everyone, nothing! That just happened. Right, we're moving on to the next round. Hashtwats, Gary came up with the name. It's like the hashtag game on Twitter, if you're on the Twitter. For example, if our topic was Scottish songs, you might say, batter the devil you know, or I believe I can fry. Right, judging by how well the examples went, this could be fucking terrible. Let's go. Right, number one, Brexit TV programmes.
The Exit Factor.
Michael Palin, a new series of Poll to Poll, where he goes round all the Polish shops, personally apologising on behalf of John Cleese.
Well, fucking hell, yeah.
The Royal Lack of Variety performance.
Next one, underwhelming sequels.
X-Men, Fathers for Justice.
Gok 2. The sequel to Gok 1, in case anyone wasn't.
The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, the story of Michael Jackson's face.
Kill Bill 3, where the bride handles the funeral catering.
Transformers, 110 volts.
Seabiscuit 2, the Pritstick years.
Avengers and Assemble, a particularly tricky IKEA wardrobe. I've got one more, hang on. E.T., a Yorkshireman makes a cuppa.
Lovely, lovely. Right. Feminist Bond films, because we haven't offended enough people.
Doctor No means no.
Respecter. Oh.
The spy who had to juggle childcare and looking after an elderly relative, actually.
The world is not enough for that pig.
Octopussy, unshaved.
On Her Majesty's Secret Cervix.
I don't know if you quite understand feminism, Gary, to be honest.
License to Take the Pill.
Fuck, there's a darker one there we can all see. Abortion, never mind.
Diamonds are forever, so let's use one to cut a hole in the glass ceiling, sisters.
All right. The spy who costs 30% less.
One for female circumcision campaigners. Octopussy, uncut.
Can we just say that this all-male panel has nailed feminism in that round?
Yeah, we're feeling really well there. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for that round.
Are we not doing this next one?
I think we ditched forgotten 70s sitcom catchphrases for reasons that we...
I genuinely... We have forgotten 70s sitcom catchphrases down here, and I thought we've already had too many of them already, to be honest with you.
I've got one.
All right.
It doesn't matter if she can't remember.
It's almost hard to believe I tried to skip this one, isn't it? Right, now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the future news round. This round's very simple. Death, being all-knowing, knows the future, and he's given me the start of several headlines from the future, and they have to buzz in and finish the headline, right? Simple enough. So our top story tonight, bong, shock medical news. Experts now say cancer can be cured by... This will upset him.
A £350 million donation to the NHS.
Spotting a theme here.
Having a petition to get the test results rerun because he didn't like them.
A performing arts degree from the University of Hull.
Do you really have a performing arts degree?
No.
Oh, thanks for that.
But I am cancer-free, ironically.
You reckon?
That was bleak even for death.
Yeah, you say that, but I need an ending for an Edinburgh show.
Noel Edmonds.
I have my eye on him.
Wait till you see what's in that box. Thank you for that one bloke who applauded that. Bong, in local news, Derby man arrested after being found in possession of
a book.
Ooh, they've turned. Ooh, you had him with the politics.
Oh, shit. I thought it was in Nottingham.
Bong. And finally, Boris Johnson makes one lucky girl's dream come true. Boy, this is going to go well.
Pulling out at the last minute. Someone was going to do it.
Surely pulling out in the first minute would be preferable.
Not dressing like a swollen ball bag in a laundry basket.
On that final image, I think we're going to go there. Lady, that's the end of that round, ladies and gentlemen. Now, right, the next round, this is a very simple round, right? You know they have roasts on, like, MTV where, like, you know, they roast some famous person who's been in Baywatch and shit like that. We decided to do one of them to try and cash in. But we've come up with, the idea for roast is they get really obscure topics. So these are the topics I gave them earlier today. Scott got lettuce as his roast. He has to roast lettuce. Andy got Guatemala. He has to roast Guatemala. And Gary gets the appendix. He has to do that.
Right, I'm going to stand up because I'm so angry.
Lettuce
is unspectacular, it's bland, it's reliable, it's the salad equivalent of Coldplay, right? It's just giving water a lift, that's all it's doing. It's fucking Uber for H2O, right? Even the names don't spice it up, right? Iceberg, that's disrespectful to the victims of the Titanic, right? Summer crisps, that's what people from Wigan do on a holiday in Benidorm, right? An iceberg lettuce is too big to get in your fridge. It's like a human head. You know what I mean? I'm trying to eat healthy, not do a tribute to Jeffrey Dahmer.
So, fucking Guatemala! The Central American nation of Guata-fucking-mala! It's got poverty, it's got a history of fascism and bloody revolution, it's a Latin American country, and with all that going for it, still hasn't managed to produce any decent footballers. Guatemala, home of the Mayans, the ancient Mayans who were so shit, they predicted the end of the world in 2003, and 2012. Basically, they were the ancient equivalent of the fucking Jehovah's Witnesses. Constantly pestering the Aztecs next door. It's the fucking Mayans again. Pretend we're out. Don't you want to read our copy of Watch Pyramid? No! Fuck off. We're Aztecs. We're organ donors.
I once bought a book to look up minor surgical procedures, but unfortunately, its appendix had been removed. And that's... Radio 4, ladies and gentlemen, Radio 4. As part of the body, it no longer serves any useful purpose, All it can really do is occasionally turn malignant and try to kill its host. It's like having a tiny organic version of Katie Hopkins inside you. It's not even a proper danger, really, as everyone who's ever had it removed says they nearly died, but no one actually knows anybody who's genuinely died from appendicitis. Just take a paracetamol and stop moaning, you lightweights. It doesn't even really deserve to be a proper part of the bodies. It serves less purpose than the Pope's testicles. The new Pope, not the old one, he used his. If it was a musician, it'd be Dappy from N-Dubs or Andrew Ridgely from Wham. Please select according to your age. It can't be a proper organ because if it went wrong in one of the Chuckle Brothers and they had to get it removed, that would be called an appendectomy to you, to me, to you, to me, to you.
Yay! Oh. Any hints, when is the world going to end?
We're in Derby on a Sunday night, so, you know.
Is it any coincidence that death has got a Birmingham accent? Because that does, I mean, it just feels like it's quite depressing.
Brum, 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 brum.
To be fair, he was voted cheeriest man in Birmingham 8 years running. And technically, anyway, he's from the Black Country, right, which is more appropriate.
Well, you're the Black Death, Andy. It's not looking good for you. Really, that's the bit that upsets you after all the shit we've had for the last 45 minutes?
And you had the nerve to leave out the 70s punchlines.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, I've been doing them all the way through, to be honest. Yeah,
he's been slipping them in.
Which is another 70s catchphrase.
Yeah. Slipping them in when they're not looking, that is a 70s catchphrase, definitely.
Now I'm going to play another record.
I just realised who death reminds me of. It's like an ageing chimney sweep.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke. Oh! Boom!
Ding!
Andy White is now on the lead on the scoreboard that I'm keeping.
Mary Popoff.
Andy White is still in the lead of the scoreboard. I'm keeping.
Hang on, death.
I'm done, mate.
Right, yeah. Oh, good, good.
Shitty kitty man wang. God's got residual power, that joke, Gary.
Let's go die tonight.
This has gotten weird again. Let's have a round, shall we?
Yeah.
So, sudden death round. Could I ask, have you decided you've been keeping scores all the way through?
Oh, yes, I've definitely been doing that.
I thought
yes.
You've definitely been keeping scores all the way through. So is it too close to call, or is someone in the lead?
I'm just waiting to see how it all pans out, you know.
So this is the sudden death round. We've got the start of some quite simple jokes, like standard ones. We've also got the ones you gave us earlier on, if you were here for that. And then this is the round that death decides who dies. For number one, an Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman go into a pub.
And they all agree that the Welsh are jolly good at football.
Right.
Because by 2020, that counts as diversity.
What do you call a man with a seagull on his head?
The winner of Britain's Got Talent.
Didn't know it's improved.
Engelbert Humperdinck. Because Engelbert Humperdinck sang a song about a lesbian seagull. And the lesbian seagull heard this song and was drawn to Engelbert Humperdinck and settled on his head in a spirit of intersectional solidarity.
Do you know, it wasn't a joke, but we all kind of enjoyed it in a weird way, didn't we? It felt like a nice sort of time out.
A successful beach suicide.
And that's ruined it. That's ruined that little nice moment of calm. Why was 6 afraid of 7? Of losing the will to live.
Because 7 had stopped taking his medication and had an unhealthy interest in knives.
Mm. Okay, good.
Because 7 sent his wife's head to him in a cardboard box.
Right.
That only works if you've seen the film 7.
Because the TV network were not happy with the ratings for the prisoner. And so they got this other actor in and called him number 7. And Patrick McGowan thought, shit, they're going to replace me.
I don't really know. It's just...
I'll go with that.
I like that.
I think that's the best one. I think we'll go with that one. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the round. And now it's the moment you've all been waiting for, where somebody dies. So, Death, if you'd like to stand behind the three of them. If you'd like to save Scott Bennett, clap now, ladies and gentlemen.
You're safe.
If you'd like to save Gary Delaney. If you'd like to save Andy White. That's pretty fucking even. Death, the choice is yours. Touch somebody's shoulder. Kill off. nice to have a Brexiter in. Death, in your own time. Oh, Scott's dead. Oh, my God.
That's an unexpected result.
To be fair, he's from Yorkshire. It was going to happen pretty soon anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the show. Thank you for your patience. Give it up for everyone you saw. Thank you very much. You saw Andy White, Gary Delaney, the late great Scott Bennett, and a bloke who looks a bit like Andy Robinson. I've been Queeve. Cheers. Good night.
And there you go. That was Panel Beaters episode 2. If you want to see it live, you can catch it on September the 5th, Newcastle Stand, or September the 14th, the Manchester Comedy Store, or check panelbeaterscomedy.com, the website where you'll find out when the Glee Birmingham dates and the Sheffield Comedy Festival dates are. We'd like to, as always, thank our mates who helped us out. Oxy did our design, John Coop did our website, bensound.com for music, and Richard Massera, who did all the production. And please do subscribe, share on whatever platform you enjoy. There are many available. I've been giving out to you for saying there was only one. There's loads of them, alright? And all the rest of them have probably paid their tax, so let's go with them. Outside of that, until we get the 13 billion back, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.